JetBlue announced today it will no longer offer free checked bags, leaving just one major airline without a bag fee. Oh, and that extra legroom on JetBlue, it's gone too.
CNN's Maggie Lake joins us to explain what is behind this. And by the way, Southwest is the, I guess, last airline left without a bag fee. Maggie, why is this happening?
Yeah, they are trying to please investors. That's what's going on. They've been under pressure to try to get those profit margins up. But as we could, I think we've all figured out by now, what's good for shareholders is not necessarily good for the flying public. And it's coming in the guise of all of these fees. And now these extra seats makes you want to run right out and buy an airline ticket, doesn't it?
Well, why aren't consumers, say like a 6'2" consumer like myself, why don't they carry more sway in the marketplace than investors?
Well, listen, because I think ultimately we're so price sensitive, right? It's still a tough economy. You know, with consolidation, fares have been going up. We're all trying to find the best fare. So we seem to be willing to put up with a great deal of inconvenience if that low fare we first see. Because remember, those a lot of those fees get tacked on after in your total. If they can keep it on the low side, even with the fees, and everyone's doing it together as an industry, it's not leaving us much choice. I think it's until we stop choosing to fly, which isn't an option, that it's not going to put that pressure on the airlines.
Well, and I guess the other question would be, why did it take them so long? If you look at it from the other side, why did it take them so long to do this? The CEO of JetBlue, Dave Barger, who's stepping down next year, has long resisted calls from Wall Street to get rid of these free bags. Are we going to see more of this with the new CEO coming in?
I think that's a good question. Listen, at some point, we're going to figure out when all of these fees do start to alienate customers. You get the sense, if anybody's flown recently, you get the sense we're getting pretty close to that point where it's just not worth flying. You're willing to get in a car and drive much further than you would have. I don't know. This is what the new CEO is going to have to find out. Listen, investors would like them to give up the free Wi-Fi. I mean, there's no end to the fees. Investors would like to see these airlines tack on. It's at what point do they really start to suffer with customer satisfaction? I think that's going to be the real key here. And this could give Southwest an advantage. You know, I saw a hilarious post on one website talking about this today from someone who said, who will be the first bold capitalist that just stacks their passengers like cordwood? I mean, it is getting to that point.
And don't they do that already, right?
Yeah, exactly. It does feel like that already, especially with this legroom. And remember, it's not just the legroom. It's the combination, isn't it? It's the legroom with the baggage fees, which means everybody drags those roller carts on and throws them up there, and it takes so much longer. So the frustration level is building. But until they start to see that drop off in bookings, we're probably not going to get any relief.
But you mentioned Southwest, last man standing in this for the bag fees now. How much pressure do they feel?
They probably feel a lot from shareholders, although I don't know. Here's the interesting thing. They have really made customer service their mission, and they're really starting to stand out, the only one left. If they're able to grab some market share away from those JetBlue customers, they may not feel the pressure, and they are one of the best performing stocks right now, and that is helping. They're up something like 110%. The other ones are somewhere between 50 and 80% year to date. Those are very nice looking gains, but Southwest is out ahead, so their investors are probably pretty happy with them right now. So one would imagine they're going to be able to hold on to that no bag fee and try to capitalize on it as a way to steal market share.
Hey, Maggie, we've all noticed that the gas prices are pretty low right now. Why hasn't that trickled down to fuel prices being low to ticket prices going down?
You think it would. And again, it goes back to the fact that they want to boost their profit margins. They've been waiting a long time to be in this position. They're going to give it back to investors, shareholders. They're saving $31 million a week, some estimates say, on lower fuel costs. That's huge. Mm. But they're also, it looks like, trying to maybe buy some more fuel-efficient airlines and pump that money back into their business as well. So between those two things, not likely that we're going to see a break from that anytime soon.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks for sharing the news with us.